Welcome back. We are having such a great discussion with Ayla Goodson, and she wears many hats. You may know her from social media. We've talked about, her background of being an author. She's a small business owner. She's a mentor. She's just an all-around great person, and she's contributing greatness to our community. So before we went to break, talking about the world of fitness and the preparation that goes into getting ready for a competition at the level that you competed in, you said it was mental. Why so?
I would say that working out, anything fitness related, is 90% mental because you have to have your mind right first. And for preparing for a competition like that, you usually start 12 weeks out. So I got introduced to this. It was random, very random. I got introduced to it. Somebody asked me to do it. And I'm like, okay. But I was like, I don't want to eat clean like that, like clean. So what I had to do, I started 4 weeks before the 12 weeks started.
So you did 16 weeks.
16 weeks. So I knew I couldn't go cold turkey with cutting out like everything that I eat. Mm-hmm. So I started 4 weeks before, and I just started slowly taking away stuff. I'm not a big sweet eater because I'm a diabetic. So that wasn't an issue. It was just more so of things I like to eat. So the 12 weeks started. So every single day, cardio, treadmill, Stairmaster, and 30 to 60 minutes of cardio every single day.
At any point, did you say, why am I doing this?
Yes.
Okay.
I said that, and it's crazy because the first week you're excited. You're in it. You're like, okay, this is great. Mm-hmm. But your diet changes so drastically. Now you're eating chicken, baked chicken, grilled chicken, chicken breasts, which is sometimes dry. You cannot have any salt, no seasoning. If you do, it's saltless seasoning.
Can you marinate it?
Nope. No, it's just
right there.
Regular chicken. Okay. And then you have your green veggies. You can do asparagus, broccoli, something clean like that, but no seasoning. You got brown rice and rice cakes, pretty much. No fruit.
But you're told fruit is healthy.
It is, but when you're thinking on a level of competition, you want to cut, you want as least body fat as possible.
Okay.
And sugar, fruits, of course, have natural sugar. So you really want to cut out all sugar. Mm-hmm. So that's just the first week. So you're excited. You're ready. Second week, you're kind of having withdrawals because it's like, okay, I'm tired of eating this dried chicken. I want what I used to have.
And what is your family and friends? Are they around you, eating their regular food?
Yes.
Wondering why you're eating like that?
Yes. Like, it was crazy. I remember having a conversation with my mom, and I'm like, I'm really serious about doing this. So, like, I need you to take it serious for me. Don't eat that stuff around me.
She's like, young lady, I'm not doing the competition.
Right. But it was so tempting. But after everybody saw that I was serious, I did have a support team.
Right.
So third week, you're okay. Fourth week, fifth week, it's like, okay. Sixth week, midway, you're like, okay, I'm ready for this to be over. By the 10th week, you're over it. 11th week, that's the last week.
Are you hangry most of the time?
Very hangry because you have two workouts. You're doing cardio in the morning 7 days straight. Ooh. Then you have your
Is there a booklet that says if you want to train to do this that you need to do this?
Pretty much. And you have a coach. So that coach pretty much bases your diet off of your body type because your body is a canvas. It is transitioning. It's transforming. That's what I like about your body. You can, whatever kind of look you want, you can accomplish that depending on your diet, which is key, and then the way you exercise.
Okay.
So it was crazy. By the last week, I was ready. I was over it.
And you're already teeny tiny to begin with, but how did you transform your body? Did your body weight, the makeup of your body changed significantly?
Yes. I lost body fat. So, I was nothing but muscle.
Wow.
Cut muscle. That was it. So I dropped I didn't drop that much because I am small, but you'd be surprised how much your fat weighs. Mm-hmm. So I maybe had gotten down to like 109, and I'm usually on a good day, like 120.
Don't look over here and ask me my numbers. Thank you very much. But you did all that in 16 weeks.
All that.
And, you know, and that kind of leads me to my question of during the pandemic, it has, and I always acknowledge the fact that the horrible side is that we've lost people and mm-hmm. people are right now battling for their lives and we keep them in our prayers. On the flip side, the positive side, many people have found a new talent yep. or a new interest. And a lot of times it involves working out. Yep. And so because we're still in the pandemic, there are people listening right now who say, I want to follow her journey. What mm-hmm. would be your best piece of advice to them?
Find what you like. Because everybody doesn't like to go to the gym. Everybody doesn't like to run. Everybody doesn't like, you know, CrossFit or something like that. That's mm-hmm. why I love pole so much, because I like it and it's a full body workout. I don't necessarily like to run. That's not really my thing. So I always tell people, find what you like. Mm-hmm. When you find it, stick with it, because then it doesn't turn into working out. It just turns into something you like to do.
Especially if you have a couple friends with you too.
Right.
Do you, I mean, with all that going on, you still find time to have a book?
Yes.
I mean, do you sleep? That's the question.
I probably should sleep more.
And you mentioned being a diabetic. You do all of that and you don't use as a crutch
right.
to say what you can't do. You have to be very creative what you can do.
Yes, because you have to be healthy. Mm-hmm. You know, especially with a disease like type 1 diabetes, of course you want to be careful, but the key to living, you know, long term with the disease is to be healthy and take care of yourself. So
I love that. How does that tie into your book? And tell us the name of your book, because there's a lot of R's involved.
Yes, it's 8 R's. It's Great Morning Pals.
why 8 and not 7 or 9?
I don't know. Honestly, I just, that's the way I started, like, texting it out, because it started as text messages. Uh-huh. So one day I just actually counted them, and I was like, oh, okay, 8.
8 it is.
We'll go with that. It's the number of infinity. It's
I love
infinite.
That. See, there's meaning and purpose in everything mm-hmm. if you take a moment to point it out. Yep. So when we open the pages, what are we hoping to receive?
An inspirational way to start your day. So really, this sets the tone for your day, because that makes a difference. You know, how you start your day makes a difference in how you finish it. So the book really gives you that boost of inspiration that you need, that boost of energy to remind yourself that you can get through your day. You can accomplish whatever it is you set your mind to if you're consistent and you stay motivated to do it.
Why, as you said, it started as text messages.
Mm-hmm.
How did it go from text messages to a book?
I started sending them. This was back maybe 2012 when I lived in Houston. And 3 of my friends worked at this company together. And one day they got there, the doors were locked, the business was closed down. So we were young, you know, their first job. And everybody's like, oh, my gosh, now I'm out of a job with no, you know, they had no explanation, anything. So I started sending them inspirational messages like, hey, it's going to be okay. You know, so it kind of turned into Great Morning Pals, XYZ, blah, 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 blah. So they started to post them on social media. And people would ask, hey, where'd you get those messages from? Can I be on the, you know, the list? So I would send them to over maybe about 500 people a day. That's how long the list got. But it was reaching over 1,000 people a day, because they would forward it. They would send it to groups and all of that. So one day somebody said, you should really do a book. And I'm like, I'm okay with the text messages. Too much pressure. No, thank you. And I don't know. One day it just dawned on me. I met the right people. I would always say God puts you in position to meet the right people. And I had met a guy maybe 2013, and he was selling socks. And we started talking just in conversation, and he said he was going to write a book. He wanted to start his own publishing company. Well, when I felt like I was ready to put my book out there, I looked on Facebook. He had just started his publishing company. So I reached out to him, and he's like, hey, I'm just getting started. Charge me a little of nothing. I met this one of my post students at the time. She was a photographer. She said, hey, I can take your pictures for you. She said, it's free. I was like, okay. My sister is a graphic designer. She said, I'll just design the cover of your book. So I think when you're in line with God's purpose and his plan, he just creates the opportunity, and it's up to you to walk through those doors. So.
And you not only are walking through the doors, you're running and making sure to bring people with you.
Right, right.
And that's a blessing. So, and that leads to what's happening in September.
Volume 2 is finally coming out. I know everybody has been asking me since 2017 when I released Volume 1, you know, when is Volume 2 coming out? And I just never felt like it was the right time. When I wanted to do it, you know, I would, you know, I just didn't feel it. And I think that, like I said, when you're in tune and in touch with God, he'll reveal to you his timing. And with everything that's going on, what better time to encourage people, to give them a sense of hope, to motivate them, and just inspire them. So that's what Volume 2 is about. Volume 1 is, you know, it's about that as well. But, mm-hmm. you know, it's a perfect time to release it.
So who inspires you?
I'm inspired by so many different people. My mom, I think my expectation to just be great. And she's an amazing person. So just following in those footsteps, she really inspires me. But I'm just inspired by so many different people. My friends, they inspire me to do great things because I always feel like people are depending on me. So that's why I keep going. That's my motivation to keep going. Mm-hmm. So many people inspire me. I can't even pinpoint, you know, one person.
See, my friends in Radioland, you see why she had to come on the show. How do we pick up your book? And I mentioned an autographed copy. How do we
yes.
know about that?
So you can go to my website, and it will launch on September 6th. And you can order Volume 1 and Volume 2 autographed copy. The website is aylagoodson.com. Or if you want to go ahead and purchase Volume 1, now you can go on Amazon. It's on Amazon. You won't get an autographed copy if you order from Amazon, but if you go to the website, it's on there.
I like that. And I love being able to support local right here, right now. This is the time where we're really digging deep and figuring out what we want to do, our different talents, and having more time to really appreciate those in our community.
Oh, yeah.
And
definitely.
That's you. That's
Thank you,
young lady.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. Well, Ayla Goodson, she gave you all the information. Her website, aylagoodson.com. Also, Gemini Studios with a Z.com. Yes. If you're interested in pole fitness, she can give you the details on that. Mm-hmm. And I know you do parties as well.
Yes.
So basically, she's a fun person to have around.
A one-stop shop.
Thank you for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. You have a great Sunday. And thank you for tuning in to 251 Now with Kelly Finley. We'll see you back here same time, same place next week.
Tune in every Sunday for 251 Now with Kelly Finley. Presented by Bishop State Community College. A great place to start. 7:30 to 8 a.m. Right here on the Sound of Mobile.